Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live and the Live Saturday edition where you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and I do want to tell you about this lady in Dallas who heroically reopened her hair salon despite the looming threat of government goons coming in and attacking her. They did come and make their attack against her, but we'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we'll go first to Jerome. He's listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WTMA. Hello, Jerome.
Hello. Hey. I guess you agree with the lieutenant governor of Texas when he said that saving the economy is more important than saving people's lives, huh?
No, not at all. Are you referring to the woman in Dallas? Because what she did was...
Yeah, the one you just mentioned. I saw her on TV, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so then you should know that she was taking extra precautions with her business, and she, you know, had people have to have masks to come in there, and she was checking temperatures, and she's doing everything she can to show people how concerned she is for this coronavirus, which personally I consider to be ridiculous, but she's doing that. So no, Jerome, I mean, she's allowing people to come in, but only with certain safety precautions in place. Isn't that good enough for you?
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, how is it like Nancy Pelosi's refrigerator with all the ice cream gets a whole lot of blowback from people that defend Trump? But the lieutenant governor of Texas can say something like that. Saving the economy is more important than saving people's lives, or the crazy old lady in Las Vegas that's the mayor, you know, who's going to just do what she wants.
See, Jerome, it doesn't have to be either or. Jerome, it doesn't have to be you save the economy or you save people's lives. You can have both. You can have an economy where people can make decisions for themselves as to what level of risk they want to take, what level of risk they want to have for their employees and their customers and that sort of thing, where they get to make their own decisions rather than having a bunch of politicians decide for them. And if you want to talk about people losing their lives, let's talk about people who are committing suicide now. Let's talk about people who are going to die from malnutrition all around the planet because they're not able to actually get any food anymore, for instance. What about those lives? Don't those people matter too?
Look, when people kill themselves, that's not like a virus where people don't even know who around them has it and they get it. That's a totally different thing. I don't get the analogy between committing suicide. That's like a personal decision. That's not like being around people that try and have that disease.
I see your point. I don't agree with it, but I see your point. So let me ask you this question. Where did the governor or the mayor or whomever is shutting, or the president or whomever is shutting people's businesses down, where did they get the power to tell me that I can't open my business?
Well, that's the way the government works, man. Hey, look.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's also the total length of a human evolution has included this sort of power hierarchy, right? And at some point or another, we're going to have to abandon the notion that one person gets to tell another person how to behave and how to act.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You know, there's many a time on the local station here where people like me would call up and disagree with things we see wrong with this country and the government. And you know what someone would say? If you don't like it, get on a boat and go somewhere else. That's the kind of stuff I used to hear, okay?
So are you saying that to us now?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's the kind of reaction I used to hear.
Well, that's a crappy reaction.
But I did it. I picked up and moved to New Hampshire for more freedom. Then I picked up and moved to the Northern Mariana Islands for even more freedom than that. And I do think, to some extent, if what you want is going on someplace on planet Earth, you should go there.
Hey, let me ask you this. Hey, did you see the reaction of Dr. Brooks when Trump mentioned something about the Lysol being good for the help with the virus.
Yeah,
you know what?
Looked at him like he was an idiot.
Hey, there's no hope for her soul, okay? She's already sold out to Trump, okay? You can see that. She was on TV the other day. I know she's already sold out Dr. Brooks.
One of the characters in the Trump show.
Yeah. She's already sold her soul. She's already sold her soul to the devil, okay?
Yeah, if you work for the government, that's probably true. Thank you for the call tonight, Jerome. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Imagine working for the Obama administration the day after the United States military opened fire on a Doctors Without Borders hospital.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Jackson, Michigan. It's a different Dave than the last Dave from Jackson. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm outside here. It's raining, and we're in the land of Michigan. It's the home of Gretchen, the Wicked Witch of the Midwest, Whitmer.
Right. This is the woman who has prohibited people of Michigan from buying anything in a garden shop.
It's horrible. It's just horrible. Those people are going up to the state capitol there, and the only thing she can point out is that, this lady was handing out candy to children, and she didn't have gloves on. No. That's just...
There's a lot of sort of strange logic that's going around right now, as though gloves aren't a totem, right? They're not a magical, they're not a rabbit's foot, they're not a magic thing. Mm-hmm. Gloves don't make viruses go away; it just separates skin from there. So if you're using the same gloves all day long
to handle cash and
or whatever,
things,
you're still transmitting the virus to the people. Did you scratch your nose? I mean, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, if you change out your gloves
it's
every 5 minutes.
About
sure.
Impressions.
But people, we don't have that many gloves.
It's about, you know, making people believe that there's something going on, that you're being cautious. It's a show, basically.
In a lot of ways, that's what it's about with the mask. And then these engineers in Europe do this thing that says you have to follow 66 feet behind a bicyclist, so everybody has to walk instead. Like, it just doesn't even make any sense. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, use your brains for a minute.
Dave, what happens in Michigan if you go to Walmart and actually try to buy seeds? Have you tried this yet?
The cops will probably give me a beat down. I've got cops patrolling my corner, and we have people that are walking their dogs. It's a dog and pony show down here because people are just walking. They're about ready to go stir crazy in front of my house here.
Sure.
There's a couple. They had two dogs that were walking, and a Rottweiler got loose and came up on them. And I thought there'd be some problems. And the next day, they were walking their dogs again. And I was out working in my yard, and I had a pepper gas canister. And I says, "Hey, you can get one of these at the store at Meijer's." And the guy says, "Oh, I can do one better than that." And he reached out in his hip pocket and pulled out a 45.
Whoa. Good story, Dave. Thanks for calling and sharing it with us. Appreciate it. Let us know anything else going on there and the crazy stuff happening in
Michigan.
I hope
no dogs get shot in the telling of the story.
Let's continue here. We go to, I believe we got John in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think that President Trump's got a huge set of Weibos on him, man. This guy's getting attacked from every single angle. Everybody hates Orange Man. Orange Man bad. And he's still hanging in there, man. It's unbelievable the propaganda that's been spitting to the heads of our youth in this country. A bunch of communists is what they are. And you can tell your friend Jerome there that if he doesn't want to catch the coronavirus, he ought to stay his ass home. That's the safest way to not catch corona.
He may very well
don't
be home.
Go out and you won't get it.
I'm with you on that, John. All these people that want to tell people how to live their lives and how they got to stay inside and obey, you stay inside.
Well, I would think...
You stay in your house, man. I'm not staying in my house. You stay in your house, loser. Not
I'd like to go one further, though. I think we should reach out to people in our neighborhoods and in our lives and say, hey, are you going to stay in? Because if you're going to stay in, I'm willing to help you by bringing you your groceries. You got to pay for them, but I'll bring them to you. Or whatever. I mean, most grocery stores at this point, you can shop online.
I don't have a problem helping out, but
yeah,
for them to
me either.
That I got to stay in my house.
That's uncalled for.
That makes me want to reach out and touch someone, you know?
I heard
mean?
You, John. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If there's somebody who's telling me to stay in, I'm not going to help those people out. They can pay full market rate to have somebody go shopping for them. And there's a high demand on those services right now, I suspect. More coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Licko Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Life due to Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio, or you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Of course, what's on most people's minds is the coronavirus crackdown, the destruction of our liberties in response, in this fear-mongering response, this idea that, well, No cost is too great if it just saves one life. This is what the status would have you believe, and well, it's poppycock.
You know, but just before we left, you were talking about charging people for deliveries versus helping them out and just doing some deliveries for them, a neighbor who needs groceries and that sort of thing. The mayor of San Francisco put a price ceiling on what delivery places can charge.
Oh, boy.
So what's the predictable outcome of putting a price ceiling is you get shortages.
Yep.
Uber and DoorDash and all these places said, well, all right, if we can't charge customers this amount, then we can't deliver
to these places.
So right. they have certain places where they can't deliver to. Whoa, hey, you can't do that. That's discrimination. You're hurting these poor people in this remote area. You know, you have to deliver to them.
That's what I love about San Francisco. Because on one hand, the idea of democracy was that you're going to have these crucibles of, different ideas and how things are going to work. And San Francisco really manages to show over and over and over again that statism is a bad idea. However, it doesn't seem to convince the rest of us enough. It's like, we'll just do 75% of what San Francisco does and everything will be fine. Or 55% or whatever. But there's nobody out there that's the United States government and no state government and no county government, no city government would let you say, I'm declaring myself my own sovereign country and my laws apply to my land and we're going to conduct ourselves here in the way that we say. Well, and, we're going to start our own country. They never let you do that. You've always got to participate in their system in some way, shape, or form. And, they've got some good examples on their side. For instance, they'll go in and they'll say, well, the people at that cult, they're molesting children. Now, they don't have any proof for their statement. They'll just say it. And then once you've invoked the baby god, you can do whatever you want. And, well, we must bring down the fist of statism. A la Waco or whatever, and kaboom, things go boom, and then they can pull up the kids that were getting molested.
Indeed, we continue with your calls and thoughts here. Also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Now's a great time to learn about cryptocurrency. You have a little bit extra time on your hands. You've been talking about how you're interested in learning about Bitcoin. You just haven't gotten around to it yet. Well, now you should go ahead and get around to it. Go to Bitcoin.com. Start doing the basics. Get the basics down about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. They can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, Purse.io may not be dying, which is very exciting. That's one of the things that Roger Ver is excited about is Purse.io. It's a great way to spend cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and get huge discounts from Amazon. And they had announced that they were going to be closing up shop 2 weeks ago, and then just a few days ago they said, wait a minute, nope, it looks like we're not closing. A lot of people have showed an outpouring of support, and from what I understand, Bitcoin.com may have been one of those groups that has showed some support.
Gee, I really hope they change their business model, because it never seemed right to me that I was getting a discount. I would be glad to pay more for the service of being able to use Bitcoin to buy things on Amazon.
They should
charge me, and they could stay in business.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly.
They stayed in business for like 5 years where they were giving tremendous discounts to people.
Something went wrong.
Well, yeah, it was Amazon, in my opinion. It happened to coincide with the fact that Amazon put a month-long delivery time on most items that weren't
so-called
essential.
That happened to me with orders on Purse, and it was very frustrating.
Right. Well, the thing is, on Purse, the people who want to get the Bitcoin from you, because, again, you're buying these things with Bitcoin, you get a discount, which means the person who's getting the Bitcoin from you is paying for the Bitcoin at a premium. They're paying, if you're getting a 10% discount at Purse, that means somebody's paying 10% on the price of a Bitcoin on top to get that thing for you. Well, usually those people want to choose next day or 2 day shipping, right? Like they get the Prime shipping,
yeah,
so it comes in 2 days.
They want to get it to you
so they can get their Bitcoin right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now if Amazon's like, well, we'll get it to you sometime by the end of 6 weeks from now,
right?
That's just not going to fly with buyers. So the Bitcoin buyers probably just dried up, and then Purse said, "This is it. We can't survive."
Uh huh.
So we'll see how it goes. It'll be interesting to see how they come back from this. We go to your calls and thoughts, though. Let's start out here with Sam. He's listening in Aberdeen, Washington, to KBKW. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I just wanted to, in regard to the deep state, back in the late 70s, I would like to suggest that your listeners Google up Yuri Bezmenov. Yuribezmenov. He is one of the most accomplished KGB subversion experts in the history of the world, really, and he defected back in the 70s. He had a like double digit bounty on his head when he did so, and after changing his name a couple of times, he managed to get enough security where he actually did some videos, one of them at UC Berkeley, where he describes the subversion, multi-generational subversion strategy of the Soviet Union, which actually has its roots with the Chinese, a guy named Sun Tzu back in 600 BC. He wrote, and it's all the same concept. So now to make a short story long, there's four steps. The first is to demoralize, then to destabilize, then crisis, and then the fourth step is normalization, which is whatever comes up at the end of the crisis. And so he does a.
What are the steps for? I'm sorry. What's the purpose of the steps?
That you destabilize another nation or demoralize another nation.
Okay.
Okay. And so pornography is a good example. You destabilize the other nation. And that's where you start to get your separation where you don't talk to each other anymore. Then you hit the crisis where that destabilization hits the fan. And this is a multi-generational, process. So when somebody dies, you know, everybody else picks it up. That's just the way it goes. And then the last is normalization. Now, normalization is, you don't know what that's going to be, but if it goes their way, that means that we, are totally under socialist control.
More statism. And, yeah. So, I mean, one thing's for certain is you can look at... You can look at different, crises that have occurred in the recent past, and you can see that when we walk out of those crises, we don't have as many freedoms as we did before.
That's what's happening here. But what I'd like to know, Sam, is what do you want to do about this deep state?
Well, this is the biggest problem is that we're at the crisis stage right now, mm-hmm. and the options as far as getting out of it, because it takes a generation. See, the number one target is religion, to subvert religion. Then you've got education. Everybody, wants to play James Bond, and Yuri actually makes a lot of fun of that. You know, he says it sells more deodorants. But, but what's really happening is they get people into the teaching profession who are now the people running the colleges, which are teaching, you ask a kid, you mentioned civics class earlier. A recent Pew Research study shows that 25% is all the people that know how our government runs when they come out of high school.
We know that the state has taken over indoctrination. That's been going on for generations. What do you want to do about it?
Well, right now, this is where we're hoping one of the big, hopefully, Barr and Horowitz come up with some, indictments.
See, this is exactly what I thank you for the call. See, this is exactly what I was telling you before. The people who believe in this deep state, it's always, those people I don't like, they're the deep state. But there's these good people in government, and they're going to rout out that deep state. They're just going to bring them all up on charges, and we're going to say, bye-bye, deep state, and then the state will be good again.
Well, what happens if they don't?
More coming up. The state's never good.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News. Kim Jong-un is rumored to be dead, according to a Hong Kong broadcast network, while a Japanese magazine is reporting that the North Korean leader is in a vegetative state after he underwent heart surgery earlier this month. A director at a Hong Kong satellite TV station is claiming that Kim is dead, citing a very solid source. Other unconfirmed reports coming from Beijing said an operation to insert a stent went wrong because the surgeon's hands were shaking so badly. The Navy hospital ship that was sent to relieve stress on New York City hospitals during the height of the pandemic is now discharging or transferring its last 12 patients as it now nears the end of its mission. The USNS Comfort has been docked at a Manhattan pier since March 30th, and it will soon leave for its home port in Norfolk, Virginia. The Comfort's sister ship, the USNS Mercy, will also likely be withdrawing from a Los Angeles port soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Derek J.,
and Mark.
And also want to make sure that you know about freetalklive.com. We get a lot of cool features on our website there, and you can download archives that go back for more than a decade. Of course, we get the webcams that are available to you for free on our DLive and Twitch channels, so check those out too. You can go and access that and more at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the Dallas hair salon owner who was issued a citation for reopening her business on Friday morning without government permission. She says she had to because she was going to lose it if she didn't reopen it. So they'd finally put her in a place where civil disobedience was the best path forward for her. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. I found it pretty inspirational. But first, let's talk to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark. I just wanted to mention that you talked about a very important point, a critical point, actually, at the beginning, and that was that whether we should have a strong centralized government or no government at all. Well, the best way to compare that would be to compare General Motors Corporation with Ford. Ford wanted a slim management. General Motors went for larger and larger expansion in its management under Alfred Pritchard Sloan, Jr., and he had developed a system of disciplined professional management that provided for decentralized operations with a centralized control. He applied that to General Motors, and he set the corporation on a course of industrial leadership. Over the 23 years that he had that system in place, the corporation expanded steadily, and its share of the automobile market increased so that he continued with that direction, and he almost put Ford out of business. Out of Ford.
So just to clarify, you're saying you believe that having a top-heavy management layer that's constantly expanding is good for business?
Well, it wasn't a set. It was a centralized control, but it wasn't a system. It wasn't it wasn't a manorial system. It was each of the subsidiaries of General Motors kind of operated more or less independently. He was the centralized control figure, and they basically coordinated efforts with him. He was a person with great vision and rare good judgment, and he laid a solid foundation, which made possible.
Didn't they get a bailout from the government like 10 years ago?
He was long gone, but then he died in 1966.
What is rare good judgment?
That's what he had. He was
is it good judgment that one uses rarely, meaning that you rarely tell your people beneath you what to do, or is it rare to have good judgment?
It's rare to have very good judgment.
Okay, so one thing that I thought of when I was thinking of this, thank you for sharing, was Queen Elizabeth. Here's a lady who has a great deal of power and uses none of it. And then when she decides to go on television and tell the people of Great Britain to, keep their heads down and carry on, right, that we're going to get through this and everything's going to be fine, her words carry a lot of weight. And I think the reason is because she's not constantly telling people what to do. Mm-hmm. So when she chimes in her monochrome coordinated outfits, she pops in and says that now's the time to stay home and to act like a good Englishman or whatever. People are like, I'm gonna listen to Mum because she just said, just told me to do something, and she's never told me to do anything my entire life. So
yeah, but the British government sure as hell tells people what to do.
Absolutely, they do, but they don't use Queen Elizabeth to do it. Well, she wouldn't let them.
Look, Robert, regarding your point about this, I don't know if what you're saying is true, but I'm just going to go ahead and take it as true for the sake of the discussion about this business and how it was run. Businesses cannot be compared to governments because governments operate through coercion. So if General Motors has a management style that happens to work for the business they're in, then that's fine because people are voluntarily choosing to purchase their cars. Unlike the government, which is a coercive organization that will threaten me with violence if I don't pay for their services, whether I want them or not, that is a completely incomparable set of organizations.
Yes, but the success of the organizations, it's very important to have a good management. Good management is so important, and that's why it's important for the
Are you saying the government has good management?
It seems like Ford did just fine. I mean,
Ford did take the bailout, as I recall, 10 years ago. But are you saying the government has good management, Robert? Is that your point?
Normally not, because the people don't stay on top of the situation like they should.
They can't.
What could they do differently?
Just stay on top of this, understand exactly what's going on to the extent that they
what
can.
What good does it do? If I understand and stay on top of what the government's doing, how's that going
to I still have two old rich perverts to pick from in November.
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
One of them thinks that Donald Trump could possibly, he said, mark my words, and he's just talking about Donald Trump not allowing the election to happen in November, and the other one thinks that drinking Fabuloso is going to fix Corona. I mean, come on.
Scott is in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Wow.
I haven't called in a while. How are you?
Are you in Miami?
Recognize my voice?
I recognize your voice. Formerly known as Scott the Bigot, but I think the last time you called, you had sort of gotten over some of your bigotry, if I recall correctly. But maybe
my folks had died, but my bigotry is still the same, gentlemen.
Oh, never mind. I had hope. I had hope there for a moment.
This has been a conspiracy, and we're in a Great Depression, a second Great Depression.
Okay.
And people don't realize that this economy is not coming
back. Wait for it. Hold on.
And the Federal Reserve.
Hold on. Before you go on, is it the Jews or is it the blacks, Derek J?
I'm going to guess Jews.
Jews. All right.
The Federal Reserve is controlled by the Jews.
Oh, there we go.
They also control Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
And Jewish presence in our government is profound.
Uh-huh.
And the American people have to understand that the Rothschild family and George Soros and Bloomberg that controls the media, and the New York Times, which I call the Jew York Times. The Jews are an insidious force in America. And if your readers want to know, your listeners rather want to know what's going on in the world, they need to sit down and read the protocols of alert of Zion.
So you are right back to where you were. I could have sworn the last time you called, you were like, you were going to move to the UK and you were forswearing the things that you'd said previously.
Let me explain why it fell through for me, because they made so many hurdles for me and so many problems. We let everyone, we let all the world scum into our nation, but yet I can't go over to Britain. So,
and is that the Jews' fault too?
What's that?
Is that the Jews' fault as well?
Well, the Jews are everywhere in the world. They, it's funny you say that, because the Rothschild family, their base is out of London, and everyone knows that the Rothschilds are the preeminent world bankers. They control.
Aren't there Jews right now that have businesses that are suffering because they can't open them, just like everybody else?
Those are the small Jews. The big Jews, when I mean the big Jews, I'm talking
about... See, this is the difficulty. Scott, you can't say that there's two types of Jews. It's either the Jews or not the Jews.
No, but there are.
Let me elaborate.
I guess.
All right. I'm referring to international Jews. And let me explain to your audience what I mean by that.
Okay.
International Jews are the people that are at the very top. They're your Lloyd Blankfeins of Goldman Sachs. They're your...
Was J.P. Morgan Jewish?
The deep state Jews.
Absolutely not.
J.P. Morgan wasn't Jewish. Was Chase Jewish?
No.
Oh. But so you're saying there's a lot of big bankers?
Chase is like the number one bank in the United States right now. It's either that or Bank of America.
What about Goldman Sachs?
No one claimed that the Catholic Church didn't make it very easy for Jews to get into lending centuries ago, and that family businesses don't have meaning. But banking isn't by any means exclusive to people who are Jewish. That's
I could
ridiculous.
Have sworn he had like a come to Jesus moment or whatever, like in the past, where he called for the last time and he was like saying he was sorry for being the way he was.
Did that guy test your limits? Because that was hard for me to hear.
Right back.
I was like, how can you put that guy on?
He's right back to where he was.
I'm curious of what he thinks about Jesus being Jewish.
I was going to say it was nice to hear from you, Scott, but I'll say thanks for the call. I'll give you that much. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063. Or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You join those, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us at discord.lrn.fm. Phones are loaded up, so if you can't make it through, get on those Discord lines. It takes just a moment to set up your Discord app. You should download the app. There's a web version, but you should get the app because it's pretty good. You create the username and then just go into your browser and type discord.lrn.fm. Press enter, and then that'll pop into your Discord app will pop up, and it'll jump right into our server because you have to have an invite code to join the server, and that's built into that discord.lrn.fm URL. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Derek J, you also, beyond being a longtime Free Talk Live co-host, you are also the founder, and I think you said on the air with Punk Rock Libertarians that you're now the CEO of AnyPay?
No, I'm the president and co-founder.
That was the word.
Not the founder.
President. That's
co-founder
a pretty big
and
deal.
President. Yeah. Those are official titles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're one of the founders of AnyPay. You and Stephen. And Stephen couldn't make it out tonight. Normally he comes out with you as well, but what's some of the latest with AnyPay? We've talked a lot about AnyPay Ambassador Program to allow people to actually, I think for the first time ever in the history of these online cryptocurrency payment processors, the few of them that have existed, no one has ever paid a commission on every sale that happens at a business that accepts cryptocurrency. And you're doing that with Bitcoin Cash and Dash through the AnyPay cash register app.
Yeah, it's really easy. AnyPay makes simple Bitcoin payments for your business. So if you want to accept Bitcoin, and you should, you can do it with our free app. And
yeah, now
there are other perks, like you get added to a map so that customers know that you're there and they can go to your business and spend money there. And then also, if you are a person who wants to use Bitcoin in your town and you want a way to personally benefit from the time that you're spending talking to these business owners, we offer a kickback, a rewards program for what we call ambassadors, people who set up the app with a business.
Right, you're holding somebody's hand. Not that it's hard, it's easy. Yeah. If you just want to go right now to the Google App Store, the Play Store, and then the Apple App Store, download any pay cash register. That's the name of
the app. You don't need
to
be a business to download the app.
Anybody can do this who wants to, you know, maybe you mowed somebody's lawn you want to get paid with cryptocurrency.
Right. Once you download the app, you're a business, basically.
Yeah. It is, and it's the best way to get paid in Bitcoin, even better than a wallet, because it's just easier to accept payments that way. The money goes to your wallet.
Right. You do still have to have a separate program that is a cryptocurrency wallet.
Yeah, because AnyPay is non-custodial. We don't hold your funds.
Correct. So check them out. AnyPay Cash Register. You just download the app. You put in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and you're ready. You're ready to accept cryptocurrency. Well, we're talking about, 10 minutes, and maybe like a few minutes of that is the time it takes to download if you've got a slow internet connection or whatever?
I set up a pizza shop owner over the weekend. He asked, how can I accept Bitcoin? I said, it'll take 2 minutes.
Were you on the phone with him or in person?
In truth, it took 5 minutes.
Were you in person with him?
No, it was in person.
Phone. Oh, in person.
Yeah.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Did he already have his own wallet?
He had a Bitcoin Cash wallet.
Okay. Because I want to say, if you don't have your own wallet, there may be an extra 5 minutes to download a wallet first, right? And then maybe another 5 minutes to do AnyPay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maximum.
But I think what's cool,
10 to 20 minutes.
Lately, what's cool? You've probably been getting some of these emails, Ian.
I got a big blast of them. Actually, I think you flipped this system on. You're about to tell me about over the weekend.
Yeah,
right?
The AnyPay Ambassador Program. You know, we've got professional emails that come to you and say, you know, what you're getting the kickback for. So I got like 50 cents, you know, because someone spent some money at one of the local businesses that I set up, and it tells me why and when. And how much and what coin, and
that's cool.
Really cool, you know?
Because previously you would just see if you were an ambassador, and I am, because I've helped some businesses get set up with this, you would just see the payments coming into your wallet, and you weren't really sure, like, well, where'd this come from? So now you're sending emails with more information. Oh, it was Corner News. Somebody bought something at this time, and so that's what came in. So
more information is better when you're setting up a business, because then you can, you know, concentrate on things that are working and stop doing things that aren't working.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Another thing that AnyPay is doing that's really cool is making it easy to pay the same business, same QR code, with different wallets, different coins, just magically, and it will just work in the back end.
Now, this is something you're working on. This hasn't launched yet, right? This thing you're talking about?
It is live on some wallets, but it's too complicated to get into now. Let's save it for another day. But it's basically what people need to know is you'll be able to pay any invoice with any wallet, and it's just magic. It'll be super easy.
You guys are coming up with some cool stuff
that's
just no one else is doing in the world of cryptocurrency.
Amazingly not. It's really like, I don't want to say we're the only ones out there, but like, it feels like it, because I care about using Bitcoin in the real world. I care about using it as money and talking to
business
owners.
That's what it was supposed to be used for. It was money.
It's just fun for me. Yeah. You know, that's what, I'm not angry about it, but I'm delighted that I get to help people in this cool way, and it's fun. So if you're into this, you like to use Bitcoin, or you want to accept it at your business, AnyPayInc.com.
Yeah, it's a great way to get started, or just go grab the AnyPay Cash Register app from the Google or Apple app stores and install it and get some experience with it, and then, you know, go help a local business get set up with it, and then let them know that you did that over at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. Super, super cool stuff. We, of course, will keep you in the loop about further developments as time goes on. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. JT is on the line, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, JT.
Yeah, hi. I was calling about a comment you made about there might be a possible oil shortage in the future.
And did we make that comment?
Also, how?
When was that?
Maybe another night.
That was maybe a few nights ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. So, anyways, how oil could go below zero? Here it is in a nutshell. When you have a derivative market and you have a derivative upon a derivative, the widget, whatever it is below it, becomes irrelevant. So as soon as the first derivative gives the second derivative on top of it, then
wait a second. This is an explanation.
Zero. Excuse me.
This is an explanation.
Can you explain it like
I'm
five?
Mark.
Okay,
here's the explanation.
Okay.
The derivatives market drove the oil price below zero.
Yep.
Debt heavy industries like fracking and shale oil production in North America have to have a certain price point before they activate, and even just crude, you know, pumping crude, and they'll just shut down. And so what will happen is there probably will be an oil shortage. And you guys were talking about the alphabet soup of all these deep state malarkey. The EPA, I'm sure, because we're talking about regulation and deregulation, when Trump got into office, the EPA lifted all kinds of regulations and made these oil companies jump for joy. But now, you know, they've been undercut, like I said, because of the derivative market. And I also just wanted to mention...
Well, I thought it was that... look, I can't say I'm any more elucidated on this particular issue after having listened to that. I don't know anything about derivatives or the derivatives market, so it doesn't make any sense to me. But what I was told, or what I understood about the oil price going below zero, which did happen earlier this week, apparently for the first time ever, or it was like futures or something like that, some sort of important oil price dropped below zero, was negative. And apparently what that meant was these oil people were actually paying people to take the oil off their hands. And I thought it, from what I was told, it was just simply, it was as simple as the way the oil drilling works is once they open up that hole, it's going, you know, they gotta do something with it.
Gotta keep
pumping. And it's, there's not enough demand. So there's more supply than could possibly meet the demand in the marketplace, and they were talking about shutting off some of the spigots, if you will. But it takes time to
shut one off, and then getting it restarted is expensive.
Right. So
it seems like a supply and demand issue, but it's more complicated than that.
I imagine it is, JT.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. South Africa has activated 70,000 troops for food rioting. And they're asking for 74,000 more troops. Troops and civilians don't mix with hungry bellies.
Yep.
It's not going to go well. Thank you, JT, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to...
Shouldn't have killed all those farmers then.
Bob is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
I'm going to speak impromptu, if that's all right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yes, sir. You gentlemen, you all are going to be senators. If you're not senators now, you will be senators.
No, I'm not interested.
What?
Why would
I?
The engineer gets to be United States president, okay? So what I'm trying to say is that all five of you are going to make it big, okay? And I really love you all very much. And
thank you.
You're an honor, you know. And
there's only three of us here.
Well, I thought there was five. I'm going
might
to be
another
doctor,
caller.
But St. Jude's is a winner, okay?
All right, brother. Hey, man, have a fun night tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I'm not interested in being in charge of anybody. I'm not interested in seeking power. I don't want to be a senator or president or anything like that. I mean, I have run for office, but I don't expect to, you know, that's more of just a troll operation and a message spreading to try to get people.
Got it. Somebody record that.
Try to get people into the ideas of freedom. That's really the only point there. I probably couldn't even take the office.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.